Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of my guilty pleasures is screen time. At the end of a busy day, I take great delight in sitting down on my couch and pulling out my phone. I play a daily Sudoku challenge. I've been going strong for over 3 years now, getting a trophy every single month. I look at the weekly Target ad to see if there's anything I need or don't need at Target. And then I open my Instagram app. I follow all sorts of accounts on Instagram. I follow a person who wrote one of my favorite cookbooks to see what recipes she's creating and to see what she's cooking these days. I follow a landscaper and a gardener because I'm trying to learn about plants and flowers, hoping to plant some of my own. And I also follow a woman named Miriam. Miriam shares what her daily life looks like as an Orthodox Jew. In my late teens and early 20s, I began to be fascinated with Jewish studies. I felt and still feel strongly that Christians should study and learn about Judaism because we so often forget that Jesus was a faithful and devout Jew. And so it only made sense to my mind that if I really wanted to understand who Jesus was and who Jesus is and what he was saying and talking about, and then ultimately understand Christianity, that I needed to understand Judaism. I remained convinced that understanding Judaism, Jewish life and culture and how they understand the scriptures, helps me to be a more faithful follower of Jesus. And so this is one of the reasons I like to follow Miriam. She helps me think about these things. So she shares what her daily life is like as an Orthodox Jew, how her faith in God shapes who she is and what she does in the everyday, ordinary, mundane tasks of life. Recently, she answered a question that someone sent to her. They asked, "Doesn't God have bigger things to worry about instead of if you eat milk and meat together or if you eat something kosher or not?" And with a lot of grace, her answer was so thoughtful, and I think it really described God's heart and intentions in giving God's people the law. She said, quote, "Jews believe that God cares about everything. God cares about our thoughts and our actions. Even a single blade of grass, God cares about its existence. So when we follow God's laws, we uplift and love everything around us. And when we do, we bring more of God's love and goodness into the world." She went on to say that nothing is too small for God's concern. She said, "We don't follow the laws for fear of punishment or for the promise of an afterlife. We do them to love God and others here and now." Isn't that lovely? Well, I think that's what Jesus was trying to get at in today's gospel lesson. He said, "Those who have my commandments and keep them are those that love me." Because the truth is, at the heart of God's law, at the heart of the commandments, is God's love. Do you remember the lyric in O Holy Night? "His law is love, and his gospel is peace." I think that Christians sometimes have the tendency to misunderstand God's laws or commandments and why God even gave them in the first place. They aren't a list of do's or don'ts, and by the way, if you do them, you'll be rewarded, and if you don't, you'll be punished, or anything like that. No, God is love, and God's laws and commandments are a gift of love to all people and to all of creation. God gave the gift of the law so that every single human and every single thing that God ever created could flourish, so that every single thing could have life and have it abundantly. Not someday, but here and now. But sadly, in our brokenness, we humans sometimes use God's law to incite fear in other people. If you do this, or if you don't do this, you're going to hell. Or maybe even sometimes we think of God more like a Santa Claus than the God of love, that if we're a good person, maybe then God will bless us with, you name it, material goods, power, health, the list goes on and on. Or maybe we sometimes think of God more like a vending machine, that if we put this in, if we do this good deed and this good deed, or if we just pray enough, maybe we'll pull the lever and God will give us what we think we need or what we want. But this isn't who God is at all. God is love. And God gave God's people the law and commandments with great love. Love for all people and for all created things. And not only did God give the law and commandments with love, but they themselves are the gift. They are the gift of God's love and mercy and grace. God never intended for us following the laws and commandments to be a punishment or an obligation. God has always desired to be in relationship, in intimate connection with God's people. And in that relationship, following God's commandments is to be done as a loving response for who God is and what God has done and what God is doing. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." A loving response. And Jesus summed up the law by saying, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." And just a few verses before what we read this morning, Jesus was sharing his last supper with his disciples. And he washed their feet, taking on the form of a servant. And he gave them the commandment to love one another as I have loved you. Brothers and sisters, Jesus was asking his disciples, and he's asking us to embrace the love that he lived among them, and let that be the goal for our own lives. And not love as some far-off concept or idea, but love as a verb, as the lived reality in Jesus Christ. We see the love that he revealed in his life, in his relationships, in his words, in his actions. That though he was God, he didn't exploit that power, but instead he emptied himself completely and became human so that he could live with us and be one among us. Jesus lived love not by building himself up or putting himself above others or before others. He didn't assert his own rights before the needs of others. Instead, he fed the hungry. He touched the lepers. He healed the sick. He loved mercy. He did justice. And he walked humbly with God. He spoke and acted toward all those on the margins with care and respect. He included the excluded. He lived love by serving others and by being compassionate and gracious and loving. And in great love for us and for all creation, Jesus continues to give us the command to love others as he loves us. To love God with all of who we are and all that we have, our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength. And to love our neighbors as ourselves. Because as my friend Miriam reminds us, God cares about everything. God cares about our thoughts and our actions. Even a single blade of grass, God cares about its existence. We follow God's laws to uplift and love everything around us. And when we do, we bring more of God's love and goodness into the world. May it be so. Amen.